to give faith a fighting chance. And when you get the choice to sit it out or dance, I hope you dance. I hope you dance.
Welcome everyone to another edition of Community in Depth, and we are so excited to chat it up with author Erica Headke Barreto. She has written a new book, and it's called Constant Pursuit, Correcting the Word Coincidence for What It Really Is, An Act of God. And Erica is joining us by phone today from Denver. She is a Hastings native, and we are tickled to welcome her back to this part of the world. Erica, thank you so much for calling in today. How are you?
Thank you so much for having me. I'm doing very well. It's been snowy over here. Lovely, just like we like it. How about Hastings?
You know, Hastings actually is raining today, which is kind of a treat for us as well. Yeah, you know, I think we're kind of snowed out by this time of the year. You remember those days, right?
Yes, all too well.
Erica, tell us a little bit about yourself. So you are from Hastings. Did you go to school here? How long did you live here?
I did. So I moved to Hastings with my family when I was in middle school and graduated Hastings High School in 2009. And my family actually still lives in Hastings. Shortly after, I went to the University of Minnesota. I really had a passion, even at a young age, to study fashion and ultimately be the next Carrie Bradshaw. That was really my aspirations, probably from too young of an age, to be honest with you. But it was just my goal to somehow get immersed into fashion within, you know, near Hastings, Minneapolis area, and then to move to New York City. Once I graduated college, once I studied communication and fashion, I ended up moving to New York, working in fashion, and ultimately I began writing at some point as well, just on my own blog. And God slowly and surely just kept poking at me. There was just a big hole of discontentment with my fashion. Unfortunately, it was something that was my desire, something I really wanted, but it just wasn't matching up. However, my writing was really taking off with my Christian blog, and from there it just stemmed into writing a journal about testimonies of where I had seen Christ move within my life. And then it really just snowballed from there, of meeting different authors and writing opportunities, to where I am now, which is I do this full time, write Christian books, continue on my blog, my website, speaking opportunities, YouTube. It is so far from what I thought I wanted when I was, you know, a 12-year-old girl watching Carrie Bradshaw, to who I am now, which is I seek to be in full-time ministry.
So tell us a little bit about growing up in Hastings and the opportunities that you had to seek the Lord. And was this where your faith was formed?
Great question. So I came from a divorced family. So I kind of saw two different sides of the coin. On one side, when I was with my dad, I was always immersed in church, but I was what you would call an inactive Christian. It was one of those things where you label yourself as a Christian, but you don't actually know much about your faith. You don't really have that relationship with Christ. And so that's who I was. That's really what I practiced all through my upbringing in Hastings. And then on the other side, with my mom, we didn't go to church. God wasn't something we spoke of. Again, we were just sort of those non-spoken Christians. So really, it wasn't until the end of my high school journey that I went out on my own and I found a church in Rosemount. And I poured my heart out and I just tried to decide what I knew for myself versus all of the things that I had been told from my family. So I really just went on a journey of who is this mystery man in the clouds, and, you know, what is this father I keep hearing about? So my time in Hastings really was one that I felt was very submissive of myself. I wasn't true to myself and what my desires were. I didn't really let anyone know that Carrie Bradshaw was my desires. I didn't really open up about my questions of faith. I kept it to myself until I went on my own self-discovery journey, which started in Rosemount.
You know, I think that's pretty unusual, though, for somebody that still is in high school to really have that yearning. Where do you think that came from? I mean, obviously, it's the Holy Spirit, but did you have friends that were either seeking or you felt, where did that come from?
Yeah, it's funny. I didn't have any friends that were, you know, quote unquote Christians, not proclaimed Christians anyways at that point. It was, truthfully, it was just something in my own life that had happened that sort of was in the eye of the tornado, and it led me on a path of just questioning a lot of things. And so when that happened, which I know it happens to a lot of people, something major, maybe a breakup, an illness, whatever it might be, happens in your life and it kind of leaves you spiraling. And so that's what happened to me when I was in high school. Something happened. And I won't give any spoiler alerts. You'll have to read it and check it out. But oh, I don't know, this feeling, this coincidence, right? This prompt from the Holy Spirit led me to that church in Rosemount, which is not where I thought I would go, but it saved my life in that moment. It saved my headspace and answered a lot of those questions that I was yearning to know.
So the book is called Constant Pursuit, and our author is Erica Hedke Barreto. What I love about the book is that you really want to squash out the word coincidence and really remind people that everything in our life is intertwined and God is in charge pulling the strings.
Absolutely. Yeah, it means so much to me. Right now, you can talk to a lot of people. There are, especially in the age of 2020, 2021, where you have the pandemic going on and there are a lot of questions and people who are wondering, who is this God? What is he doing? Why are we all going through this? So it's a beautiful time to stop and go, okay, there are a lot of ways that God has tried speaking to you. There are a lot of ways that he's been going, hey, I'm right here, listen. And what I'm doing, what I'm saying is that happens through coincidences. So you could say, for example, hey, I ran into Jenny at the grocery store who I hadn't seen in 10 years. Well, to you, that sounds like a coincidence, but God orchestrated that for some purpose, some greater divine purpose. And so I really just want to say, hey, you, whoever's listening, whoever's reading this, you might think that God's not there. He doesn't care. He's too busy with other things, but he is constantly pursuing you. He's constantly with you, and he cares. And you just have to think back and reflect on your life. When have you noticed these coincidences? Because if you change that word out for an act of God, you'll find him. You'll see that he hasn't left you.
Erica, one of the things I really admired about you is you're kind of a free spirit. And that's an understatement. People need to read your book to really see it. I'm a parent, and I'm just saying, how in the world did your parents think that it was okay for you to just, you traipsed all over the world, friend.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're a parent now, too. What do you think of that?
Well, you know, it's funny you say that because I'm definitely the wild child of the family. I think anyone who knew me from back in Hastings, they kind of knew there was something different about me. There was something adventurous. I did get marked that I was going to be the one who wouldn't return. So it is kind of, again, a coincidence that my peers had seen that about me, but ever since I was young and I had that desire to move to New York, I caught the travel bug at some point, and God has just opened doors for me to travel to places like India and Costa Rica and Venezuela and all of these gorgeous exotic places that I never would have thought of to travel. And when you read the book, you see why I was meant to go to those different places, who I met and what I learned about Christ. It was phenomenal. And you know, my mom, she's always had a lot of pushback. She was took her a long time, let's just say that, to get on board with me moving so much. Because now I'm 10 years out of high school, and I'm already on my fourth place of a different state that I've lived. And so for me, that's very exciting, and I love it, and my husband loves it. But I am a parent now, and so with that, eventually will come stability. But I can assure everyone, it's not going to happen quite yet. We're definitely going to move out of the country here in the next year. So we are looking forward to it, and we'll keep hopping. And I think my parents are getting on board with it now.
Well, I love that. And you mentioned that if you hadn't had all of these life experiences and gone to these exotic places, your life wouldn't be what it is today. I don't think it's a spoiler alert. You're married, and you met somebody that you wouldn't have married had you stayed in Hastings.
Yeah, only through God's grace was I given this very strange, very last-minute trip to Venezuela. And through my Venezuelan trip is where I met my husband. And now we have a Venezuelan-American baby, and it's just so incredible. And my mom always jokes. She says, "Ugh, Erica, you wouldn't have met anybody near you. You had to have gone to a different place to find somebody who could put up with you." And we laugh because it's probably true.
That's okay. Erica, I don't want to get too personal because I know your mom and dad are still in Hastings, but do you think that you have been an example to them with your faith?
Absolutely. Yeah, I think the interesting thing is like I said, when I was living in Hastings, I was very meek about who I really was and what I really desired. I kept a lot of it to myself. So I think once I did go to New York and I did pursue these trips and I really focused on my writing, I think I really surprised my parents and my sisters. They were like, "Whoa, where did that come from? We had no idea that was your thoughts on faith. We had no idea you were so close to God." And a part of that was on me, that I didn't share it enough, that I wasn't vocal enough. But now, yeah, absolutely. I can see a huge change in my little sister, more than I can see out of anybody. She's always looked up to me, but now it's just different. We have a different level of connectedness, especially because she goes to Northwestern, a Christian college, and I really appreciate it. I appreciate that they see me differently than how they used to, which before I think was just this, like you had said, like this free spirit, very relaxed human, to now where they go, "Okay, wow, she's very well versed in the Bible, and she's very knowledgeable, and she's very in tune with the Holy Spirit." And so, yeah, them coming to me with questions and thoughts and sharing things have actually brought us closer as a family, which again is quote unquote another beautiful coincidence of the ministry that I've been running.
Erica, I know that you really want to encourage people to go after their own dreams, and it's something that I must say in your book, I really appreciated your boldness in that if you wanted to do something, why not start at the top and work down instead of working at the bottom and going up?
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for saying that.
Well, you're welcome. Tell people about your Kleinfeld experience, because I think that's an interesting story.
When I was living in Hastings, I ended up commuting to a wedding dress shop in the Twin Cities. So my whole time in Minnesota, I was working in bridal. I loved it. I really excelled at selling wedding dresses. That was a niche that I had fallen into, very, again, coincidental. And so when I was in college, I took a leap, which I think is what you're referring to, is something that I've always been a very bold, go after what I want type. Probably why I have a Venezuelan husband now. But I was on LinkedIn one day when I was at the University of Minnesota, and I was just searching around for connections in New York. And I stumbled upon the owner of Kleinfeld's, which I'm assuming most people know what Kleinfeld's is now. If not, it's that show on TLC called
Say Yes to the Dress.
Thank you. Say Yes to the Dress. So I reached out to the owner, Mara, And I just very boldly messaged her and I said, "Hi, Mara, I love your, I love the show. I love your store. I have experience. Would you consider having me come in for an interview?" I didn't think much of it after that. I just went back to school, went back to my class. And shortly after, she actually responded to me saying, "Hey, send over your resume." And so very quickly, I made sure my resume looked appropriate and it looked like a juicy enough resume to not get laughed at, basically. And one thing led to another. I think they really appreciated that I kept following up. They ended up bringing me to New York. So my mom and I flew out for a long weekend. I had my interview at Kleinfeld's. There were 12 different people interviewing me, just coming in and out of the room. A lot of them had been seen on that show. And it was an incredible, incredible experience where I just walked away going, "Okay, God, yes, this is exactly where I want to be. There's no question about it." And at that point, that was the only time I had ever been to New York, the one and only before I moved there. I felt so confident that it's where I was meant to be, where God had really placed the little pebble stones for me to follow. And though I didn't get the job because there was so much competition, I really just walked away so proud that I got it, so proud that they even gave me a chance and looked at my resume. And really, it put a fire under me to continuously keep working so that once I did graduate, I could move out there, which is what happened.
Erica, and it's just one of the many fascinating things that have happened in your life. And I got to say, you're still not very old. I can't wait to hear all the other things that are going to happen.
Stay tuned.
Our guest today is Erica Hedke-Barreto, and her book is called Constant Pursuit. Where could people get this, please?
You can find my book on Amazon. You can find it on Goodreads. It will be on my website here shortly, which is ericahedkebarreto.com. It is, just like she's been saying, I really hope it's a great, inspiring book to just uplift you, even if it's just a book for your commute. You know, something funny, something uplifting, hopefully to inspire you to go after your dreams. That's phenomenal. And if it also has you reflect on your life to see where God's been moving within your story, that's phenomenal too. I just hope either way that the only goal of my book is to bring one person closer to Christ. I've said it in the beginning before it was even a book, and I say it now. That is my only mission. So if I can help someone in that process, I've done my job.
I think you've done your job. I think you've done your job. Keep doing your job, though, Erica. Thank you so much. Erica Hedke-Barreto, and again, the book is a really just, it's a fun read. It's an interesting read, and it really touches your soul. So congratulations to you. The book is called Constant Pursuit, Correcting the Word Coincidence for What It Really Is, An Act of God. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7. KDWA in Hastings.